Hello children, welcome to today's distance learning program. Today we are going to discuss chapter 12, that is areas related to circles. We have two modules in this chapter. Module number 1 contains introduction of the chapter circumference and area of a circle, length of an arc of the sector, area of a sector and the area of the segment. And module number 2 contains areas of combinations of plane figures like triangles, squares, rectangles, circles, semicircles, etc. Now let us discuss the introduction part of this chapter. Many objects that we come across in our daily life are related to the circular shape in some form or the other. Cycle wheels, wheelbarrow, dartboard, round keg, papad, drain cover, various designs, bangles, brooches, circular paths, washers, flower beds, etc. are some examples of such objects. So the problem of finding perimeters and areas related to circular figures is of the great practical importance. In this chapter, we shall begin our discussion with a review of the concepts of perimeter and area of circle and apply this knowledge in finding the areas of two special parts of a circular region known as sector and segment. Now let us discuss what is circumference and the area of a circle. Since we know that circumference divided by diameter is equal to pi, that is C divided by D equal to pi, therefore, C is equal to pi into D, or C is equal to 2 pi r. Therefore, circumference of a circle having the radius r is equal to 2 pi r. Area of a circle is equal to pi r square. In terms of the diameter, the area of a circle is equal to pi d square by 4. The area of a semicircle is equal to half of the area of a circle, that is pi r square divided by 2. Similarly, the area of a quadrant is equal to 1/4 of the area of a circle, which is equal to pi r square divided by 4. Now let us discuss the value of pi. The great Indian mathematician Aryabhatta gave an approximate value of pi, which is nearly equal to 3.1416. It is also interesting to note that using an identity of the great mathematical genius Srinivas Ramanujan of India, mathematicians have been able to calculate the value of pi correct to million places of decimals. We generally take pi is equal to 22/7 or 3.14 approximately. Now what is a sector? Sector is a region bounded by two radii and an arc. Now how to find the area of a sector? The area of a sector of angle 360 degree is equal to pi r square. So the area of a sector of an angle of 1 degree by unitary method is equal to pi r square divided by 360 degree. Hence, area of a sector of the given angle theta is equal to pi r square theta divided by 360 degree. Now, what is the arc of a sector? What is the arc length of a sector? Circumference of a circle of radius r is given by 2 pi r. Therefore, length of the arc of a sector of angle 360 degree is equal to 2 pi r. So, length of the arc of a sector of angle 1 degree is equal to 2 pi r divided by 360 degree. Hence, length of the arc of a sector of angle theta is equal to theta by 360 degree into 2 pi r. Now, what is a segment? A chord of a circle divides the circular region into two parts, and each part is known as a segment of the circle. There are two parts of area of a segment. One is the major segment corresponding to the major arc. Another is a minor segment corresponding to the minor arc. Now, how to find the area of a segment? Segment can be defined as a region bounded by a chord and its corresponding arc. The area of a segment is equal to the area of the sector minus the area of the triangle. Now, area of minor segment is equal to theta divided by 360 degree into pi r square minus r square sin theta by 2, where r square sin theta by 2 is the area of the triangle. It can be calculated. The area of a major segment is equal to area of the circle minus area of the minor segment. Now let us discuss some solved examples related to the areas of circles. The cost of fencing a circular field at the rate of rupees 24 per meter is rupees 5280. The field is to be ploughed at the rate of rupee 0.50 per meter square. Find the cost of ploughing the field. Take pi is equal to 22/7. Let us see the solution. Here the length of the fence in meters is equal to total cost divided by rate, which is equal to 5280 divided by 24 equal to 220. Therefore, the circumference of the field is equal to 220 meter. It implies that 2 pi r equal to 220 meter. So 2 into 22/7 into r equal to 220. So, we get r equal to 35, which is the radius of the field. Now, the area of the field is equal to pi r square, which is equal to 22/7 into 35 into 35, equal to 22 into 5 into 35 meter square, that is equal to 3850 square meter. Now, cost of ploughing 1 meter square of the field is given equal to rupee 0.50. So, the total cost of ploughing the field is equal to 3850 into rupee 0.50 is equal to rupees 1925. Second example, it is related to an archery target. So, what is the question? Given figure depicts an archery target marked with its five scoring regions from the center outwards as gold, red, blue, black and white. The diameter of the region representing gold score is 21 cm and each of the other band is 10.5 cm wide. Find the area of each of the five scoring regions. Its solution is, here the radius of first circle, let R1 equal to diameter by 2, that is 21 divided by 2. So the area of the gold region is equal to pi R1 square equal to pi into 10.5 square is equal to 346. 5 cm². Now it is given that each of the other band is 10.5 cm wide. So radius of the second circle can be obtained by adding the width with the R1. So R2 is equal to 10.5 cm plus 10.5 cm equals to 21 cm. Thus area of the red region equal to area of second circle minus area of gold region, that is the first circle, equal to pi R2 square minus 346.5 cm², equal to pi into 21 square minus 346.5 cm², equal to 1386 minus 346.5 is equal to 1039.5 cm². Similarly, the radius of third circle, that is R3, equal to 21 cm plus 10.5 cm equals to 31.5 cm. The radius of fourth circle R4 equal to 31.5 plus 10.5 cm equal to 42 cm. Similarly, the radius of the fifth circle, that is R5, equal to 42 cm plus 10.5 cm equal to 52.5 cm. Now, in general, the area of nth region is equal to area of circle n minus area of circle n minus 1. Therefore, area of the blue region, here n equal to 3, is equal to area of third circle minus area of second circle, which is equal to pi into 31.5 whole square minus 1386 cm² equal to 3118.5 minus 1386 cm² equal to 1732.5 cm². Now area of the black region, that is n equal to 4, is equal to area of the fourth circle minus area of the third circle, that is pi into 42² minus 1386 cm² equal to 5544 minus 3118.5 cm² equal to 2425.5 cm². Therefore, area of white region, that is n equal to 5, is equal to area of fifth circle minus area of fourth circle, that is equal to pi into 52.5 square minus 5544 cm², that is equal to 8662.5 minus 5544 cm² equal to 3118.5 cm². In this way, we have got the area of each of the five scoring regions. Now, third example. The question is, a chord PQ of the circle of radius 10 cm subtends an angle of 60 degrees at the center of the circle. Find the area of minor and major segment of the circle. Solution is, here the radius of the circle is given equal to 10 cm. Chord PQ subtends an angle of 60 degrees at the center, that is theta equal to 60 degrees. POQ is an equilateral triangle, O being the center of the circle. Therefore, area of minor segment is equal to theta divided by 360 degree into pi r square minus r square sin theta divided by 2, which is equal to 60 degree divided by 360 degree into 22 by 7 into 10 into 10 minus half into 10 into 10, and sin 60 degree means root 3 by 2. So it will be half into 10 into 10 into root 3 by 2, which is equal to 9.03. Now area of circle is equal to pi r square. So 22 by 7 into 10 into 10, that is equal to 314 approx. area of major segment is equal to area of circle minus area of minor segment is equal to 314 minus 9.03, which is equal to 304.97 centimeter square. Now, example number 4. In a circle of radius 10.5 centimeter, the minor arc is 1/5 of the major arc. Find the area of the sector corresponding to the major arc. Solution. Let the radius of the circle R is equal to 10.5 centimeter, which is given. And let X be the length of major arc. Therefore, according to the problem, X by 5 centimeter be the length of the minor arc. Therefore, circumference of the circle is equal to total length, that is X plus X by 5 equal to 6X by 5 centimeter. We know circumference of the circle is equal to 2 pi r, that is equal to 2 into 22 by 7 into 10.5. This implies that 6x by 5 is equal to 2 into 22 by 7 into 10.5 by calculating x equal to 55 centimeter, which is the length of the major arc. Now area of the major arc, major sector, is equal to half into 55 into 10.5, that is 288.75, since area is equal to half into X into R. Therefore, area of major sector is equal to 288.75 centimeter square. Now, the next example question 5. A horse is tethered to one corner of a field which is in the shape of an equilateral triangle of side 12 meter. If the length of the rope is 7 meter, find the area of the field which the horse cannot graze. Take root 3 is equal to 1.73. Write the answer correct to two places of decimal. Solution is, each angle of equilateral triangle is equal to 60 degrees. Side of an equilateral triangle is given equal to 12 meter. Now length of the rope, that is radius, is equal to 7 meter. Now area of an equilateral triangle we know is equal to root 3 by 4 into side square, which is equal to root 3 by 4 into 12 into 12, that is equal to 62.35 meter square. Now area of the sector with radius 7 meter is equal to 60 degree by 360 degree into 22 by 7 into 7 into 7, which is equal to 25.66 meter square. Now area which cannot be grazed by the horse is equal to area of an equilateral triangle minus area of sector with radius 7 meter, which is equal to 62.35 meter square minus 25.66 meter square equal to 36.68 meter square. So, this is the completion of module 1. Thank you, children. Thank you to all of you, and have a nice day.